The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The wide receiver dominoes. Will they start falling? We'll see. Jacoby Myers is on the Las Vegas Raiders, or he will be. They will sign Jacoby Myers to a 3-year deal after they signed Jimmy Garoppolo, or agreed to sign. A lot of this stuff is not official yet. So Garoppolo and Jacoby Myers going to the Raiders. We don't even agree on whether or not this is interesting. Adam Azer, Heath Cummings, and Dave Richard. I think it's interesting. Raise your hand if you think this is interesting for fantasy. Just me. Just I'm the only one. I forgot to raise it. Just me. Okay, Heath, you can start. Sum it up. Why is this not that interesting?
I think it makes Hunter Renfrow less desirable. It makes Jacoby Myers less desirable. I don't think Jacoby Myers or Hunter Renfrow has anything to do with Davante Adams or Darren Waller. And nobody really wants to draft Jimmy Garoppolo. So, I think Myers will be the second Raiders wide receiver drafted, somewhere around round 10. Renfrow may get drafted in round 12 or 13 or 14. But those guys likely need an injury to Adams or Waller to have any appeal.
Dave?
Bench depth. PPR bench depth. Jacoby Myers, we thought he had a chance to land with a team that would use him in a better way than this, maybe even be their number one receiver. We made comparisons about how he could be this year's Christian Kirk. No. He's going to a place where he's familiar with the offense. He's worked with Josh McDaniels in New England. McDaniels, for all we know, may have discovered Jacoby Myers and utilized him. His breakout year was Josh McDaniels last year in New England. And I think Heath's right. We're looking at a receiver who's going to be the number two guy in this offense. So when they're in two receiver sets, he'll be on the field. When they're in three receiver sets, he might be kicked outside, and you'll put Renfrow in the slot. So death knell for Hunter Renfrow's fantasy value. He absolutely will need an injury in order to be good. And Jacoby Myers, you might be able to talk me into taking him in round 9 in a full PPR league, to sit on my bench and be good for maybe 11 or 12 PPR points. Non-PPR, I don't even think he's worth round 10.
I also think there's it's not the most likely, but 30% chance that this is just an awful signing. And that Renfrow's better than Myers.
See, that's the thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think if you look at he's earned a 21, 22, 23% target share over the last couple of years in New England. But Hunter Renfrow would have been the best competition he had for targets on those teams.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about Renfrow. I think Renfrow has had a pretty underwhelming career. He had one good season. It was 2021. He did almost all of his damage when both Henry Ruggs and Darren Waller or one of them were out. He had a very good stretch. He's played 56 games in his career. He has 70 or more yards in 11 of 56 games, and 6 of them came in 2021. He followed that up with just a terrible season last year where he averaged 33 yards per game. Now, here's the thing about Renfrow. He's always been a slot guy, but last year he led the NFL in slot percentage. McDaniel put him in the slot almost every single time he was out there, 86% of the time. Myers is more of a 50% of the time in the slot guy, or has been in the past. If they play the same position, I'd rather have Jacoby Myers. I can't tell you with certainty that Jacoby Myers is better, but I feel like if they were both free agents, Myers would have been more sought after, but that's just my opinion. So I do wonder how the two of them fit together. And I also wonder how this doesn't affect Darren Waller. I could see you saying none of this matters for Davante Adams. And for the sake of argument, I will argue against that. I'm not sure I believe it, but I will argue against that later. But for Darren Waller, I don't know how this doesn't make a difference for him when you've got another potential short area target and a quarterback who's a short area passer and just new pieces of the puzzle. And Darren Waller, I think he's awesome, but he's not Davante Adams. So I'm surprised that you guys are poo-pooing this from a Waller perspective.
I think Darren Waller, when he's right and healthy, is one of the elite players at his position. And I subscribe to the tight end bucket theory that there's just a bucket of targets in the offense that's going to the tight end. And so I just don't think I don't think Myers or Renfro, and I think we're being a little unfair to Renfro. Like, he's only had one good year. That one year was far and away better than anything Jacoby Myers has ever done.
Not really.
Oh.
I mean,
Jacoby Myers' best season is 866 yards. He had
and
two
like,
career
but
touchdowns
he had,
entering last year.
But what about, okay, so Myers had 804 yards. I mean, look, you're going to kill me for this. He had 804 yards last year. He played 14 games. Three of those games, he was kind of limited in snaps. So, I mean, what did Renfro have the year before? Renfro had
103 catches, 1,030 yards, and nine touchdowns.
I think if you look at yards per game, it'd probably be pretty similar. And I think I can definitely tell you that if you take out the games that Myers partially played, he blew away Hunter Renfro's 2021 year in terms of his 17-game pace. So I think, so that's just me. And again, he needed Waller. He needed Ruggs to be gone. He's just, I don't know. Myers.
I think you guys are missing it. I think that Myers is probably going to play a little bit more outside than we're used to seeing.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Renfro's got his role. He's not. The first thing I did was checked his cap number. If they cut him, it's $11 million in dead money. So Hunter Renfro is going to be on this team. Could it possibly be that he gets relegated to just special teams work and maybe the number four receiver? There will certainly be times where when the Raiders want to put Myers in the slot, maybe they think that he's more explosive downfield. That is the case. Then they'll do that, and Renfro just won't get those opportunities. I don't even know if Renfro's draftable to that regard, just because I don't know how much he's realistically going to play. He's got almost no shot of matching what he did in 2021. And Myers is going to have a solid opportunity to get targets and catches, which is what he was doing all along in New England. And so he'll do it again here. That's why I'm a little more optimistic. I think I'm a little more optimistic than you, Heath, when it comes to Myers in full PPR. But it's not like he's ratcheting up the board and is going to be a round seven or a round six pick. No. I don't see that happening here because of Davante Adams, because of Darren Waller, because of Josh Jacobs, and even a little bit of Hunter Renfro. Renfro will take some targets away too. So it makes for a good receiving core in Las Vegas. He strengthens it. This is a team that's going to end up throwing more than they probably would want to because their defense it still hasn't really been addressed. So if anything, it might make you feel a little bit more encouraged for Garoppolo to complete more passes because he's got a receiver who can get that job done, sure-handed, short area, and even a decent intermediate area target in Jacoby Myers.
I just I really struggle with the idea. Like we know 4 years ago, everybody in the NFL thought Hunter Renfro was a lot better than Jacoby Myers. They've both played 4 years in the NFL. They have basically the same number of catches, the same number of yards, the same number of yards per game. Renfro scored twice as many touchdowns, and now we think Myers is definitely better than Renfro?
Okay. Look, I don't think Myers is definitely better. I said, I think he's better. I don't know that he's better. So let's not exaggerate what I said.
I think he's better, I'll say it.
I was wrong about the stats. He didn't blow away Hunter Renfro's 2021 season. If you remove the partial games, he had a very similar season with fewer touchdowns. So he didn't have an edge there. I think he's a little more versatile. I don't know. And I don't know how this is going to play out, honestly, because if you're going to put Jacoby Myers on the outside more, well, that's something he's never done before. So we don't know how he's going to do.
Yes, he has.
Well, no. I think he was more efficient on a yards per route run basis outside than he was inside. And Dave can check me on that.
I have it right here. Now, the question is, do you want it from last year when he was in New England without McDaniels, or do you want it from 2021, which was his breakout year with Josh McDaniels? Pick your year.
Both.
You want me to combine both?
Well,
or do you want it separate?
Separately.
You want to hear each one.
Yes.
Right?
Oh.
Okay.
Wait. After the break, we'll find out the Jacoby Meyer splits, and I will talk about Davante Adams after the break. But right now, before you do that, you got to help us out. First of all, join our bracket challenge. You know about that. Get in the podcast league. Win the bracket challenge. Get in the podcast league. And the link is in the episode description. But just go to cbssports.com/FFT. You need to help us out. We need you to vote. Let me show you this if you're on YouTube. Check this out. We're nominated for another podcast award for on the sports podcast group website, sportspodcastgroup.com. And share that screen there. There you go. We're one of the podcasts nominated for the best sports category. So I'll put a link to that in the episode description as well. I'll be tweeting it. Please help us out. It's all about fan voting now. Please vote for Fantasy Football Today. Go to sportspodcastgroup.com and you should be able to find the awards. All right, real quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up our thoughts on Jacoby Meyers going to the Raiders after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, did I kill enough time for you to get your stat ready?
Had it ready.
All right.
Okay. 2021 with McDaniels in New England, lined up in the slot. Caught 67% of his passes. He averaged 9.5 yards per catch, a dot of 9.1. Heath likes yards per target. That was 6.3. I like yards per route run. That's 1.5. Explosive play rate, 10.6%.
Wide. Yeah, all right, there we go. Just do, yards per catch, yards per target, yards per route run.
Those yards three, per catch, 12.3 when he lined up out wide. So more explosive when he lined up wide. Yards per target, 7.9, also more explosive than compared to the slot. And yards per route run, 1.88, better than when he was in the slot. This is not uncommon. There's more room to work with when you're a receiver on the outside compared to the slot. Now, you want to ask about 2022. I'll do the exact same stats when he was in the slot. 13 yards per catch compared to 10.3 out wide. 8.7 yards per target in the slot compared to 7.7 out wide. Yards per route run, this is where it's different. In the slot, 1.6. Out wide, 2.5. I think he can work outside. He's not a small guy. He's 6'2". So he can work outside, and I'm sure he will be. They can't pay him this much money and throw him exclusively in the slot. And McDaniels didn't exclusively put him in the slot in 2021. The calculus will change if they trade Renfro, And they might do that. Maybe they can find somebody that wants a slot receiver that they don't have to give up much for in the draft. You know, probably take a seventh round pick because his cap number is so high this year.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right. So summing things up, your Jacoby Myers, late round pick, round nine-ish. Hunter Renfro, perhaps off the board. Give me real quick on this. Does this boost Jimmy Garoppolo, where you're actually interested in him in a 2QB league?
I am interested in him in a 2QB league. This does not boost him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously he's going to get drafted in a 2QB league, but I mean, you know, somebody you want. And Darren Waller, you're not moving in your rankings?
Not at all. No.
Okay, I actually hope that this drops his draft value because he had a 15.8% target share in the eight games. He played eight snaps in week five, not counting that. The other eight games, 15.8% target share, and he was still tight end seven per game in PPR. So hopefully people freak out. And then, all right, Devontae Adams, I think the only argument I have is he had a little bit lower of, he still had a ton of targets, but a little bit lower of a target rate in the games that Renfro and Waller played. There were six of them. I think he was on pace for like 170 targets in those games. He was on pace for over 190 targets in the other games. So that's it. Again, I'm not saying I believe it, but I feel like it's my job to just throw it out there. Last year, we did see lower targets, worse production in the games without Renfro and Waller. And just curious if... without Renfro and Waller. So now they add Jacoby Myers. It's just not doing anything, not moving the needle either way.
Jacoby Myers is a lot closer, in my opinion, to Mac Hollins and the guy whose targets he's replacing than he is to Devontae Adams. I just don't think he's that. I don't think he impacts the number one wide receiver's targets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the aggregate, though? It's everyone. It's everything. They've got a new quarterback who most people would say is worse than Derek Carr. They've got another wide receiver coming in who people thought was the number one free agent wide receiver. It's everything. If they draft a rookie quarterback, they could go to that rookie quarterback at some point.
I think that's the one thing. Like, they did not... I think Garoppolo is definitely a stopgap quarterback, but I don't think they spent guaranteed $35 million to him thinking that they might draft somebody to start this year. Like, maybe they draft Richardson to just sit him for a year.
Like I said yesterday, it would have to be a scenario where their season goes off the rails and they say, let's see what the young kid
seems
has.
Likely.
Could happen. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you. Raheem Mostert to the Dolphins. Give me 20 seconds on that. That will be part of the nightly recap show that we do later this evening. Raheem Mostert back to the Dolphins.
Could end up being one of the running backs that you can draft and use as soon as week one as an RB2. But by the time you get to week three or week four, you could be cutting him. Late round pick.
Okay, remember, go to sportspodcastgroup.com, and then you can just click on the awards. It's right there at the top. You'll see. You'll be able to vote for... you have to go to American Football, I believe. Double-checking. I have not actually done this yet. Yeah, no, that's not it. Which one is it? What category are we here? Fantasy? Is there a fantasy category? I got to find this. So how are you guys doing before I... What's up? Talk. Somebody please talk.
Yeah. What are you wanting to talk about?
Trying to figure out a way to. We're in the fantasy and sports betting. That's the one. Fantasy and sports betting. Sorry about that, everybody. It's almost at the bottom. So go to Sports Podcast Group, find the fantasy and sports betting category, and that's where you'll find Fantasy Football Today. Vote for us there. I don't care how you guys are doing. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.